Hello, everybody. Hey, it's Cal Banyan, and you caught me looking at my latest 21st annual NGH Convention and Educational Conference journal here. I mean, look at all this. I want you to know that you can go to calbanyan.com and the entire PDF file for all of the courses that are coming up at the NGH convention are right there, and you can peruse. There's just tons and tons of stuff. And the best, most important thing is you get to meet Celeste. Say hello, Celeste.
Hey, everybody. You get to meet me, and you get to meet Cal, and we all get to meet everybody else. And it's August the 8th through the 10th, 2008, at the Royal Plaza Hotel in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Be there, because you don't want to miss this.
Going to be hot, hot, hot. Why don't you tell them what we're going to do today with this episode?
Well, we started last week with the 10 keys to starting a successful hypnosis practice on a budget. And now we actually had a lot to say on that one. Plus, we had a bunch of announcements. And so now we've only made it to key two. So if you missed the last one, that's okay. We're at key two. You can go back and look at the other one, and you'll be caught up.
All right. Well, as always, I've got a few announcements and then we'll get rolling. And I think we'll be able to get through at least two keys today, thanks to wonderful Celeste. First of all, we appreciate you guys that are checking in with our affiliate program. We now have over 100 affiliates, and so we're really glad to hear that. So go to www.hypnosis.org/hypnosismoney, and you can also call our office at 714-258-8380 and talk to Danny, and he can help you out to get everything connected. Yes, everybody is very excited about my weight release program, and one of our hypnotherapists here who is she didn't have any weight to lose, but she was very excited about adding it to her practice, and she had extra income, a very, very significant income increase of about $1,000, you know. Nice. Let's see, latest secret project. I don't know how much I talked about this last time, but go to hypnosis.org and press on the directory. You can get a free listing, and now we've got a reduced rate on some of our premium listings. Do a search for Celeste Hackett, or just look at the Texas listings, and you'll see a nice example of a premium listing. Also, I'm going to have mine set up as a premium listing so you can see what that looks like. And I think maybe Linda in Singapore has a very nice premium listing that you can look at. Still working on our videos. Two new training videos will be coming out that you can get very soon. And always check our weekly specials, and if you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, then you're missing out on all the good stuff that's down below this video, all the links and additional text and information. All right, let's see. I think that's it. Celeste, I give you the rest of the show. Take it over.
Okay, it's time now for the second key in the 10 keys to starting your successful hypnosis practice on a budget. A lot of us, we get started without a lot of money, and we don't really want to go into debt if we can help it, or at least not into unmanageable debt, because of course that just defeats the whole purpose. If you do that, a lot of times if you can't crawl back out, you're in trouble, you know? So it's really important that you actually first determine your budget, what you can afford, and so on. And that whole key we talked about, that's key number one in the first part of this whole series in the episode before this one. So just go back and you can find it at calbanyan.com, and then you'll be caught up. So now we're at key number two, which is make a list of the things that you'll be needing to spend money on. And then most importantly, really shop around for prices, because there could be a very big difference between a $25 recliner and a $1,000 recliner in terms of price. But actually, a recliner is a recliner. Although what you do want to look for, from my experience, is one that doesn't have a pillow that juts out so much that it hurts people's neck. So that's just one example, you know, of something that you'd need, and how price can really vary when actually the I guess you could say how good something is really doesn't vary that much. For instance, this chair I'm sitting in, I got it off of Craigslist for $50. This is if you search this new for this new, or you tried to find it new, it's a very expensive chair. So, there's a big difference in price on some things, and some things are more important than other things. Like a chair, you can do you can find really big savings on that by shopping around, by going to places where you might like used office furniture places. This is Craigslist, garage sales, things like that. But before we get into those kinds of things, also, you want to make sure that you get good hypnosis training. That's got to be on your list, and good business training. Now, that's a whole key in itself, so we're going to really go into that in detail later on. But, when you make your list, that's got to be on there, along with rent. Or somehow to have a room. And of course, when you have the room, you got to have a bathroom for your clients and a place to do your administrative work. And so that's going to be one of the things that you spend your money on, just the space. So determine how much space you need. For instance, for the work that I do, I had to have an administrative place and a place to do the sessions, and also a place for my clients to watch videos. I determined that my clients could watch videos in the same place that they get their sessions. So they sit in a recliner and watch the videos, and I roll out a table with a TV on it. It works just fine. But you have to, that's one of the things that you got to have on your list, space. Good training first, then space for sure. And your space can really cost you a lot of money. It can be the most expensive thing that you spend money on. One of the keys coming up is going to be how to get that cost down. But Cal, you have a very large facility, and I bet it's one of your biggest expenses, just the rent on it, true or false?
Well, yeah, and as we did in those earlier episodes, like last month, everyone got a chance to tour it. And one of the things, we're able to support this kind of center because we do sessions, we do classes, we do publishing, we do production of videos, audios, and all this stuff. And we're international. We've got trainers around the world. And says, but gosh, what we stayed in our 2,000 square foot facility for 5 years, and then we went to like what we have now, which is a little over 4,000. But not everybody wants to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to be surrounded by people and have other hypnotherapists and IT people. And see, that's what's nice about having your own practice, is you get to turn it in to whatever you want it to be. And Celeste, she's growing. What from being a service provider, a consulting hypnotist, into also being a teacher. So you're also growing.
Yeah, I am also growing. As a matter of fact, I'll have the only state licensed school in Dallas as soon as I get that license. It's coming. But yeah, not everybody wants to have a big facility. Not everybody can afford a big facility, and not everybody can get a loan to go and start a big hypnosis center. And a lot of people don't have the expertise anyway. You need to start small, learn how to do it basically, and then grow. Because if you start to try to do something like Cal's doing, when you only barely have the knowledge to have, a one-room office, you're going to get in trouble.
That's right. We were just fortunate enough to have the ability to invest in ourselves in a big way and really put together a dream center. But gosh, you're showing them how they can really take a very substantial amount of money, maybe $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, and turn it into a profession. I love this. This is one of my favorite episodes I think we've ever done.
Yeah, the frugal but professional practice is, if you go to calbanion.com, I have written articles on this. And if you're just getting started, you may also like to read those. Just go to calbanion.com, it's hypnosiscenter.com, and then go to the mall.
Let me interrupt a little bit. We have actually relocated those. They are now on hypnosis.org because we're trying to organize all of our stuff more and more into this one main site. So hypnosis.org, click on the articles, big old graphic there, and you can get Celeste's great series of articles, and you can learn even more than we'll have time to go over maybe in these videos.
I'm glad to hear that, because hypnosis.org is very organized. So I'm going to take a look at that, so I'll know next time. So go there, and there are a lot of articles there about hypnosis written by people who do hypnosis full-time like I do, and like, of course, Cal does. And so you can learn a lot of stuff, but my articles are geared towards somebody just starting out and just kind of chronicle my journey. And I don't have time to go over everything, so it'll be nice for you to look at that. Okay, so back to the list of what you're going to need to spend money on, and shopping around for the prices. So you make your list. You got to get the good hypnosis training. It will pay off if you spend a little money on that. I promise you, I spent money before, and a lot of it was wasted until I got the good training. And then clients kept coming back, so I kept making money. We'll get into that more a little bit later on, because that's going to be one of the keys. Of course, you got to rent has got to be on your list. Utilities have got to be on your list. You've got to have certain equipment to do hypnosis effectively, at least from what I've seen. You know, you at least got to have some place for your client to be. For most of us, that is a recliner. I'm sure that there are some people that, you know, put them on I don't know what, but recliner works fine. And you got to have a chair for you to sit in. And these things seem small, but try to do without them. And you can spend a lot of money on them. And this is places where you can cut back. A filing cabinet, a fax machine, because doctors are going to be faxing to you referral forms, and your clients are going to fax things to you, like client release forms and stuff like that. You know, in my opinion, you really got to get a computer if you don't have one. But most people do have computers by the time they, you know, most of the hypnotists I know have computers. Most people have them. So you could probably get away with using your one at home. Printer, phone, desk, TV, and VCR if you're going to show any videos. I do. CD player music if you like to use music in your sessions. I don't, but some people do. You got to have all the office supplies, you know, the ones that are you would need, like file folders for your clients, for example. I think that you should have a certain amount of information for a research library, you know, certain hypnosis script books and so on. Cal, what would you recommend in that area?
As far as a research library?
Yes.
Gosh, well, you know, I think that, I don't know, what do you mean by research?
Well, I guess I'm thinking more along the lines of some script books, or just some ways that other hypnotists have worked with different issues, and that kind of stuff. Just information for you to have. Some additional help if you want to look deeper into an issue. For instance, I'm a five-pather. When I first started, I had my basic training in five-path, which was very, very good. And I'm considering the Banyan Online Supervision CDs as part of my research library. If I want to know a little bit more, if I think I don't quite get her, or maybe I'm missing something, especially in the beginning, about forgiveness of others or something like that, I could pull out that Balsam CD set, you see.
Right, and one of the things you want to do is, you know, if you've trained with Celeste or I, then we've got our whole line of five path and related training materials. But gosh, you know, if you've trained with someone else and you have a particular bent at the way how you look at hypnosis, check out their library. Really, you know, this is one thing that a lot of people make a mistake about, is they don't master one thing before they move on to the next. If you're a five-pather, then you want to really master the materials that the five-pathers use. If you're an NLP person, then look to the leadership in NLP and find out what they recommend. There's a whole bunch of things there. Go to the people who are getting success and ask them what their materials are that they like. Everyone who watches this knows about my book with Jerry Kine, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Hypnosis Techniques for the Professional, and you know about my Balsam Library, and you know about my five-path DVD distance learning course and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, not everybody's a five-pather, although maybe, you know, more of you should look into it. But go to your supervising hypnotherapist, go to your trainers and say, you know, where can I get more information? Books, CDs, DVDs, online materials, and all that kind of stuff. Good question, Celeste.
Okay, and so we're still in key two. We're making a list of all the things we're going to need to spend money on and shop around for good prices. Some things, again, you don't want to scrimp on. I think training is one of them. And so some of the other things that you're going to be spending money on is memberships and dues. So you got to build in for that. The NGH memberships, I'm a member of the NGH, the union, malpractice insurance, that's all very important. And Cal's been recently, I think you've been talking about the National, is it the National Federal Health Coalition? I think that's the name of it. Believe it or not, I joined it and I can't even remember. I keep wanting to call it the National Health Federation, but it's the coalition, right, Cal?
Yeah, it's probably one of the, it is the most important organization that is not a hypnosis organization that every hypnotist should join across the world, around the United States, and that is the National Health Freedom Coalition. And you just Google that, National Health Freedom Coalition. And what they do is they help states enact laws that are friendly to these complementary or alternative type practices like hypnosis. Thanks for the mention, Celeste.
Yeah, and so for me right now, this is really important because the state of Texas is, well, let's just say, you know, we're a caution state. And so that's something that I joined and I'm going to get more into when I have the time and possibly present it at the RNGH meeting here locally. So other things that you're going to have on your list is a website. I would suggest you get one. If you can, spend money on it, you know, make it look good. Again, this is something that if you can, don't scrimp on. I'm not saying you need to spend $1 million, but as you know, instead of doing it yourself for $29.95, you'll probably get a better, more professional look if you spend a few hundred dollars on it at least. So that's something that's got to be on your list. You know, you want to have that web presence, unless in your community, you know, people don't use their computers to look up businesses. But I don't think there's any places like that in the United States anymore. You got to have some money set aside for advertising, and to determine how much that's going to be, you got to just decide what kind of advertising you're going to do and then check it all out. For me here in Dallas, the Dallas Yellow Pages book doesn't work at all. So I, you know, don't spend money on that. And some things will work in your area and some things won't. So when you put advertising on your list and you're trying to come up with a dollar amount, you need to decide what kind of advertising, and to do that, you need to see what's working for people, what works in your community. And for some people, you know, getting started, it might just be I'm going to hand out flyers and business cards, but that's still advertising or marketing. And then you have to decide on some sort of business services. You know, you got to open a bank account. Don't try to mix it with your personal account. It'll screw you up. Trust me. Get a business account. And when you get your business account, I would suggest that you start taking credit cards. And so set up your merchant services account. Other than that, you know, I guess it's just, like I said before, stuff like chair and desk and stuff like that. So there's your master list. You might have some other stuff you want to put on there. Anything you want to add to that, Cal?
Always get very good hypnosis music. You want to get music that's not melodic. You want to get some drifty, floaty kind of music that just kind of fills up the atmosphere and sets a mood that is relaxing.
Cal, do you use music in your sessions? I don't use any.
Oh, yeah, we do. We have that mix. We do the hypnotic seashore that we produced. I actually went, before I got into hypnosis, I had a background in music and record engineering, and I knew exactly the kind of ocean I wanted. And so I went down to the 52nd Street Jetty here in Orange County on the coast and set up the microphones the way I wanted and recorded that ocean sound. And then we did some post-production and added just the kind of music we like, and then that plays constantly while we're doing the hypnosis. And people can check that out in the hypnosis store at hypnosis.org, Hypnotic Seashore.
I don't use hypnosis music, but I know that that music is very good. Is that the same when you played in your class? Play in your classes? Very comforting. Very nice music. You know, we're at 20 minutes right now, so I guess we should wrap up. So we made it through number two.
Man, can we blab on, huh?
I know. Well, this is all very important stuff. You know, it really is.
It sure is. All right. Well, why don't you just wrap it up then?
Okay. I'm Celeste Hackett. Thanks for joining me today on Hypnosis Etc. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Etc. with Celeste Hackett. I am in Dallas, Texas. If you get a chance, visit my website, familyfirsthypnosis.com, and make sure you make your reservations and you get to the NGH convention this year because it's going to be wonderful and I want to meet you.
All right. This is Cal Banyan. Check out the websites, hypnosis.org. HypnosisCenter.com and go to CalBanyan.com. That's where all the good stuff are, the links and all the extra text down below this video. And gosh, make sure you check out the new hypnosis directory. It's going to help you get that phone to ring. And that's it for now. Cal Banyan signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and Cal Banyan's Banyan Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.